The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Rachel asked me to come and preach today. And I said, okay, Rachel, I'd love to come to preach at St. Cross. I'll get working right away and I'll write my sermon. She said, no, Paul, I don't want you to write a sermon. This is summertime, and we're going to go easier, and we move the altar up front, and we don't have notes, and we just preach. So I don't want you to write anything. Just let the Holy Spirit inspire you. Find out what the Holy Spirit was going to say to you.
What did the Holy Spirit say, Paul?
It said, Paul, you should have written a sermon. The kingdom of heaven is like. 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 Yes, you'd make a wonderful apostle. The kingdom of heaven is like. Now, back in the day there, they did not have television, they did not have iPads, they did not have iPhones, they did not even have stained glass windows. They only had stories. And that's how people in that day learned things. They learned through stories. And so Jesus told stories. That's how people learned. And so we're going to kind of do that today. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like a baseball tryout camp. John's struggling with these athletic songs. Kingdom of heaven is like a baseball tryout camp. Do you remember that movie a few years ago called The Rookie? And it was about this old high school teacher, that would be in his 30s, who had been a major league pitcher but blew out his arm, or actually blew it out before he got there. And so he's teaching high school, and the high school did away with the baseball team. They had one last season. The kids didn't want to play. And so he said, I'll make you a deal. The kids, I'll go to the tryout camp if you'll play all year. That's what the kids said to him. You go to the tryout camp, and we'll play all year, and we'll play hard. So they played hard, and they did quite well, and he went to the tryout camp. And in the movie, they show him there trying to change diapers just as his name is called. because his wife went somewhere and he had the kids, okay? And he goes up and he tries out and he throws 98 miles an hour. Because as we know now, sometimes your arm is better after surgery than before, and he'd never tried to throw again after the surgery. And he spent 2 years in the majors with, I guess, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays before he left because he just wanted to spend time with his family. He'd achieved his dream, and he was a happy man. So the kingdom of heaven is limited only by your imagination. Faith is imagination. The kingdom of heaven is limited only by your imagination. Now, there's another story. How much always wanted the priest to pull out his cell phone during the service? I like that. And, of course, it all changed, and now I don't have what I need. The kingdom of heaven is like a college or high school football team. You saw that one coming, didn't you? There was a coach that put up pictures of his players as a freshman. And you know how you come into a football program when you're a freshman, you're just happy to be there and everybody's older and you just kind of slink around, you look like sort of like a sad sack. And then by the time you get to be a senior, you're like big man on campus and you're walking around. So he put those two pictures up there, and what he showed was how you changed over the course of 4 years. The kingdom of heaven is like a football program or any athletic program, where from beginning to end, you change as you go through the program. The kingdom of heaven will change you. The kingdom of heaven is like Hearst Castle. That's castle music. So, William Randolph Hearst wanted this painting more than life itself, so he called his art curator in and he said, I want this painting. This is the painting that's going to make my collection. I want this painting. I don't care what it costs. Go out and get me that painting. So a couple weeks later, his curator came back and he said, Mr. Hearst, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is I found your painting. The bad news is it's in your warehouse. So many times we look for things we want far off. The kingdom of heaven is far off. The kingdom of heaven is out there. The kingdom of heaven is up there. The kingdom of heaven is later. The truth is, the kingdom of heaven is now, and the kingdom of heaven is within. Thomas Keating says, you look for the kingdom of heaven with the Christ within you. And that's the kingdom of heaven, limited only by your imagination. And if you go to that kingdom of heaven, that Christ within you, then you will change. And as you change, the world will change, and the kingdom of heaven will be here and now. And that's what Jesus was teaching his apostles. And at the end of the reading for today, he says to his apostles, do you understand? And they all said, but they did not understand. So I'm saying to you, do you understand?
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven is now. The kingdom of heaven is within. Amen.